Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
And just like that, it feels like the year is just like slipping through my fingers. I'll admit it right now. My name is Marissa, and welcome to a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio as another week has gone by, and another drop pod day is here. I would love to give you an update about what I got going on. I don't really know what I got going on. It's just been busy. It's just been work. It's just been, trying to get back into the swing of things. I will admit there for a really long time, I have just not been fully myself. And, you know, I talked about it on the pod. Losing my dog was a big deal. And, you know, when you're not an animal person, you don't really get it. And I think in some ways, like, even when you've lost a pet, like you get it. But in this case, and sometimes what happens is and what I've been told is like my dog was a soul dog. Like that dog was meant for me. And that dog was a part of, you know, all the ins and outs of my day to day and who I was and have been for like almost 15 years. So, you know, at the age of 40, that's a big chunk of my life. It's like that dog was basically a part of almost all of my adulthood. It's crazy to think about. But, you know, that's why it's like everything that I've experienced as an adult, I went through life having that dog as my safety net. And then when that safety net's gone, it's like you're walking on the tightrope and you're kind of wobbling back and forth a little bit like, uh-oh, if I fall, I'm screwed. It was kind of like walking like that for, the last couple months, honestly. I can't say that I feel 100% yet, but the main focus for me has just been kind of like refocusing and getting back on my feet and just trying to feel as good throughout my days as I can and not using work necessarily as a distraction at this point, but just trying to make it so I am just getting back to me as much as I can. And that's challenging, let me tell you. But hopefully you've dealt with me okay through the last few podcast episodes. I'm sorry. Like I'm doing my dang best, I promise. But as we get into some more talk here on voiceover, I've had this asked to me so much in the last couple months that I felt like I needed to talk about it because I know it's so, so easy to want to just like stop. Right. You go ahead, you get excited about something. And then like, I don't know, one little thought gets in your brain. You're like, you know what? I'm just going to put this down for now. And then like, oh, I'll pick it back up again. I'll do it, you know, tomorrow. And then you keep putting it off. And the next thing you know, years go by and you're right back where you were going, like, and wondering what if, like, what if I had actually gone and tried to do something with voiceover? And that is an awful place to be in. But we do it to ourselves all the time. So the question I constantly get at the end of like a class, whether it's a first class or, you know, a second time I'm meeting somebody or whatever, do you think I have what it takes? Now, what do you think I'm going to say to somebody? When somebody comes at me and they're like, do you think I have what it takes? What, to be successful, to get a job, to grow in voiceover? I mean, really what it comes down to, and I'm going to be very, very blunt here, okay? Do you think you have what it takes? Because if you can answer that question really easily right now and say yes, then you don't need to ask me. What you need to do is then go ahead, put the work in. You know, because so many times, time and time again, I mean, I watch it happen every time I hop on Zoom and I go and I go to coach a class or whatever. It's like, people are, they're getting in their own head. They're getting in their own way. It could be the most, like, the word coming to my brain right now is popular, but that's because it's Friday and I'm tired. But it's the most outgoing person. They can even kind of shut down in so many ways where all of a sudden they get in their own head. They get in their own way. They start questioning themselves. And it happens all the time. And, you know, I feel like I like my background and my story that I've shared, you know, over and over again on the podcast. And I don't really want to go back through the whole thing right now with you, but it's knowing where I came from and the fact that if this was like 8-year-old Marissa and somebody tried to tell me in that moment that this is what you're going to do when you're an adult and this is what how you're going to make money and survive, you know, I think even 8-year-old me would be like excited about it, but also like, okay, but like, how am I ever going to feel comfortable doing that? Like, how is that going to happen? Like, when does that happen? And I wish I could talk to 8-year-old me all over again, because I'd be like, girl, will you like fix yourself right now and just force yourself to do something? You're going to be fine. Let people make fun of you for a moment and deal with it. Like, but you know, everything happens the way it does because you're on the path that you're meant to be. But you know, it took me until like my early 20s to even find the guts to push myself a little bit, just enough to get to where I needed to be to then really dive into the work itself. Because at that point I had gotten hired for a job and it's like, all right, I guess this is real. Let's go. So I, you know, when you're in a situation where it's like, you're starting that first time, it's so easy, even if it is just a class, it's just reading out loud, to all of a sudden have those nerves inside that trigger you. And then it's like your brain is going faster than your eyes or whatever. And then you start tripping up on your words and it's like, whew, got to take a deep breath. All right. Deep breath and just allow yourself to be in the moment and have fun. Have fun. Like, that is such a key factor in all of this, you know, because think about it. All the times that you've had fun, you probably didn't feel stressed at the same time, right? You're just enjoying yourself. You were enjoying the process. Even if it was something that was, I don't know, like you were talking in front of people and like you were, you know, just presenting something and like, yeah, you got a reaction and it made you feel good. And then like the rest of it was just a blast. Like, those are the things that you got to remember and like, just allow yourself to kind of have the same mindset of like, oh no, I can do this. But I mean, me answering that question for somebody, like, do you think I have what it takes? Yeah. Yeah. I would say yes to like 98% of people that come in front of me. Do I think that you have what it takes? Yeah, I do. But you've got to actually do it. Like, you've got to, like, I can't make you do anything. I can't make you get better at something. I can't make you set time aside to practice and to record yourself and listen back and do it again. And like, I can't, you know, force you to go ahead and find like-minded people in the industry that you can bounce off of. And I can't force you to go ahead and have an accountability buddy like we talked about a couple weeks ago. And I can't force you to go out and start looking for opportunity and finding auditions and doing the auditions and then following up with the auditions and like blah, blah, blah. I can't make you do anything. But do I think you have what it takes? Yes. But you've got to then go ahead and circle back around here. Do you think you have what it takes? Are you going to let yourself get in your own way? What do you think? I mean, are you? Like, we do it all the time. We talk down to ourselves all the time. So it's switching your mindset a little bit and understanding like, hey, I can do this. I'm going to let myself do this. I'm going to create a plan of action. I'm going to stick to it. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it well. And if you're like me, once I started, I was like, I'm not just going to learn all the ins and outs. And I'm not going to just do this and do this well and do this right. I am going to try to do it as best as I can and better than anybody else. Do I do it better than anybody else? Probably not. That's fine. I mean, listen, we all have goals and we're not going to reach all of them. But I'm making my living doing what I love because I had that mindset. So you've got to go ahead and allow yourself to have that mindset too. And I know life gets in the way, right? Life gets in the way and then we get in our own way and you got to refocus. It's like the best advice I can give anybody. It's like, once you start having any kind of negative thoughts creep in or you start pushing something aside, it's time to refocus. It's time to start again, you know, except this time you're not starting at the beginning. You're starting where you left off. You know, you might need a little refresher here and there, you know, but it's like, don't give up on yourself and don't be so hard on yourself, because this is all of this is new And all of this is going to continually be new stuff, you know, because we're all always educating ourselves throughout this process. You know, I'm still learning new things. I've told that before. Like, I mean, it's like one piece of equipment breaks and then I have to get something new in a split second. And I got to teach myself how to use it. And I'm YouTubing and getting tutorials and whatever else. And it's like, now I've learned something new, but it's like 20 years in. You know what I mean? So it's like we're constantly, constantly freshening and restarting or rebuilding or learning more. And that's just how the, you know, it's how it's going to be. So you got to ask yourself here, as we are getting into this new month officially, this first full week of November, do you think you have what it takes? Now, you can let me know, Marissa@voicecoaches.com. It could be a simple yes. And if I get a bunch of emails that just say yes, I'm going to know exactly what it's about. But if you also have something that you want us to discuss here on the podcast, you can do that as well. Marissa@voicecoaches.com. I think you've got what it takes. So you got to go ahead and allow yourself to take action and take flight. And I think this might be the push that hopefully you needed as we are, again, winding down 2024. Let's go out with a bang. All right. So, all right. Brand new episode coming your way next week. I hope you have a great weekend. Stay safe, everybody.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.